The demand of commodities, fine chemicals, aroma compounds, proteins, or medicines such as antibiotics is increasing worldwide. However, conventional biotechnology production processes based on monocultures of microbial flora are reaching their limits. So how can new, more efficient production routes be created by scale-up that not only meet demand, but are also economically viable and sustainable? Roughly speaking, this is what the DFG Priority Program Interzell is about. We will be exploring this topic piece by piece with our podcast, Lab Whispers of Bioengineering. Bioengineering with microbial cells has the potential to effectively produce drugs such as antibiotics or other active ingredients. Reducing cost and consumption is crucial to a sustainable approach. Most microorganisms used in industrial settings for this purpose are monocultures and have reached their productivity limits. Yet in nature, over 90% of microbial flora live in cold cultures, making research of cold cultures very important. Today we are talking to Professor Dr. Ralph Tackers, head of the Interzell Priority Program and chair of Bioprocess Engineering at the University of Stuttgart. Very nice to see you again.
Very nice to see you, Chantal.
And we are also talking to Dr. Stefan Lindner-Mehlich from the Charité Berlin.
Hello.
Welcome. It's a pleasure to have you both here. Would you like to briefly introduce yourselves?
Okay. I'm Ralph Tackers, heading the Institute of Biochemical Engineering at the University of Stuttgart. And also, I'm heading this said DFG priority program about Interzell.
Hi, my name is Stefan Lindner. I'm leading a synthetic metabolism group at Charité in Berlin. And my experience lies in synthetic metabolism, where we want to address engineering sustainable feedstocks and production processes with microbes.
So what is the goal of your research project?
The goal of mimicry is to establish bacterial consortia, like a co-culture, as you said, which exists in nature commonly, into engineer a bioprocess in a joint cooperative approach.
What has been your highlight so far?
So I must say, aside from the super interesting engineering of these microbes and learning on how they can collaborate, which is for sure one highlight, I also see as a highlight the development of the PhD student Lena in my group, who like really masters this project. And additionally, I think the big joint SPP meetings are definitely a highlight, especially the joint meeting with the other SPP, where we really had intense discussions about the perspective and how to use consortia in the future.
Yeah, this is true. And may I comment on that? If I look now on the, let's say, content, scientific content, I'm very happy to say that actually we made it. We showed that it is feasible. We showed that viallystein production is possible. And now we are actually in second stage, saying to try to optimize the production in the cells. And now we are already, in terms of performance, we are already on the level where monocultures are. And now the next step is, together with Stefan, to further dive into the cell, optimize further, and even outperform that what has been published so far on monocultures using our microbial consortium. This is what we're heading for, and I think there's still time for that basic research. And as we are collaborating, we are improving our strains. So if you ask us again in a year from now, hopefully we can tell you we are better than everything has been published so far on that matter.
Wonderful. I'm looking forward to hearing about the results, that's for sure. So, cold cultures are not very common in laboratories. Why did you decide to study them?
So far, monocultures are dominating industrial applications. And what we aim to do, Stefan and me, is to say, okay, why not distribute the load of production of our product on two species and having then the benefits that they collaborate and hopefully produce a product much better than a monoculture, a single cell, might do.
And maybe I can also add to that that due to the design of the dependency of the two strains, the process should also be more stable because they're like they rely on intermediates of the biosynthesis pathway.
And indeed, as Stefan said, we are looking forward to develop a process. And the showcase that we have in mind is the production of an antibiotic, which is called violacin, which is actually complicated to be produced by a single cell. And we think that our approach is a best suited example for showing the benefit of the microbial consortium for producing violacin.
Why is violacin so interesting?
Well, violacin has a potential to be important for a lot of applications. Like as Ralf says, as an antimicrobial drug, it also has the potential to be an anti-cancer drug, and it acts antioxidant and anti-inflammatory. And that's just a few of its applications.
And how long has violacin been of interest to the scientific community?
Well, if you look back, I would say it's an interest about 15 years by now, something like that. And it is a compound that is known. However, actually, it always saw some drawbacks in production because it's complicated to be produced, which means that we do need genes that are actually not that active under room temperature. So that's why you have to cool down the whole metabolism. And that's exactly why we think our microbial consortium is interesting, because then we can cool down one strain, which is producing the product, and the other one, which is producing precursors for the product, that is running optimally at higher temperature. And that's actually one of the benefits of our joint approach.
And this all starts with the genetically modified microorganism Escherichia coli, also known as the workhorse in laboratories. That is what produces the violacin, correct?
Yes, that's correct. But I would add to that, it's not only a workhorse of the laboratory, it's also significantly used in industry for several processes.
Do you see big obstacles and challenges? And if so, how would you meet those?
Indeed, of course, there are lots of obstacles. That's why the whole project is funded by the German Science Foundation, which means that finding, let's say, the right intersection of activities of the two strains, which strain is producing what and how is the other one taking that precursor, as we call it, for continuing producing violacin, that is something that we need to evaluate, that we need to optimize. And that's why it is important that the two of us, Stefan and me, are collaborating, Stefan with his microbiology, synthetic engineering background, and me from the process engineering point of view, that we jointly improve first the microbial consortium and second its application in the production.
Do you have anything to add to that, Stefan?
Yeah, I think it's exactly what Ralf says. At the moment, we sometimes see that one of the strains produces well and the other is like lagging behind in a sense. So that, of course, needs further engineering and optimization, and it's a fine tinkering of the mixture of the cells as well as the engineering.
Those are milestones you're working towards. And will that be possible to transfer to an industrial scale?
That's the idea. That's the idea. And well, the question is how long it will take. But definitely, Stefan and me, we are motivated to get it happen. And let's see how far and how fast it gets.
Well, it's all very, very interesting. And I'm really looking forward to seeing what happens in the future. So I would like to thank you, Professor Talkers and Dr. Lindner, for giving us great insight. And I will be looking forward to the next time. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. See you later.
Organisms that produce new active substances such as violacin or antibiotics that do not develop resistance will be in great demand. This all sounds very promising and far-reaching for medical applications of the future. Professor Talkers, Dr. Lindner, thank you very much for giving us insight into your amazing research on microorganisms in coal cultures.